Well, we have some time here for a little housekeeping. First of all, yesterday I misspoke. I conflated two related stories. I said David Letterman was put on a short leave after insulting Sarah Palin. Well, actually, David Letterman apologized for remarks about Palin's daughter, but was never put on leave. It was MSNBC that briefly suspended Ed Schultz after he called conservative talk show host Laura Ingraham a slut. That word is flying around way too much. And in our recent update about Three Cups of Tea author Greg Mortensen, we said that the Montana Attorney General was investigating him for fraud. Well, Mortensen has been accused of making up some of the story about building schools in Afghanistan and Pakistan that sent donors to his nonprofit Central Asia Institute, or CAI. But the Montana Attorney General contacted us to say there's no criminal fraud investigation, rather a civil investigation into allegations that Mortensen received improper financial benefits from CAI. And we want to follow up today on our interview with Helen Radke, the former Mormon who unearthed evidence that members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints had been baptizing Holocaust victims, including Anne Frank, despite church claims that it had discontinued the practice. Jews find this proxy baptism offensive, especially since they died for their beliefs. Well, there's news today that the Mormon Church has put up a firewall on its huge genealogy database, blocking access to names of Holocaust victims. And even before that, we heard from many Mormons, listeners, who said they also decried the practice of baptizing Holocaust victims, but they wanted to explain proxy baptisms. K.L. wrote, "I believe baptism for the dead offers these spirits a choice, just as we do missionary work here. Those spirits are completely free to accept or reject that baptism and will not become Mormons unwillingly in the spirit world." Well, we wanted to turn to Kathleen Flake. She's Associate Professor of American Religious History at Vanderbilt University. She's a practicing Mormon. We asked her whether that was true.
Yes, yes. In the Latter-day Saint mind, there's no difference between that person on the other side of the veil, as they would put it, accepting or rejecting Jesus Christ. There's no difference between that and the person who gets a knock on the door from a Latter-day Saint missionary.
Well, we also asked Professor Flake about something else that was said in our interview, that another reason for proxy baptism is to populate Mormon communities in the afterlife, perhaps on other planets.
The word that gets bandied about is planets. Mormons think they're going to have their own planets. Mm-hmm. And that was a 19th century conception of how they understood things to work after death. There is this sense in Mormon doctrine that people will not only live, but they will live in relation to one another. It assumes a society. No one knows what that looks like. The Latter-day Saints simply have a strong sense that people will live in connection to one another.
Well, on Monday, we're going to have much more with Kathleen Flake, one of our favorite guests. That's Monday here and now.